It's the Marketplace Tech Podcast for Friday, April 17th. I'm Noel King in Los Angeles, in for Ben Johnson. The economy in 2015 is not just stock indexes and blue or white-collar jobs. Millions of Americans work for or use peer-to-peer platform companies. We give rides to strangers, we rent our spare bedrooms to tourists, we hire ourselves out to buy groceries and run errands. The trend has raised all kinds of questions about how to preserve competition and ensure that consumers have choices about which peer-to-peer services they use. The Federal Trade Commission now says it will hold a workshop this summer on the question of how to regulate these services. We're joined this morning by Edith Ramirez, the chairwoman of the FTC. Thank you so much for being here, Chairwoman Ramirez.
Happy to join you, Noel.
All right, so we're talking about the sharing economy, and let me start by asking you, how exactly does the FTC define the share economy?
So what we're talking about here are what can be called internet peer-to-peer platforms that allow many buyers and sellers to do business with one another. And so that's what we're talking about. And examples that you see of this include ride-sharing platforms and property sharing.
What are some of the questions around those platforms that you're going to be examining and exploring this summer?
You know, an important role that the FTC plays is understanding new markets and emerging business models. And so what we're going to be doing is to be holding a workshop to examine the competition and consumer protection implications of these new business models that we're seeing. And in particular, some of the questions are how these sharing platforms impact competition, innovation, and consumer choice. And how might they also do so in the future?
Talk to me a little bit about some of the specific challenges. I know when it comes to things like Uber or even Airbnb that privacy is a big challenge. Is that one of the things that you'll be looking at?
That's certainly one dimension of it. A lot of these new business models also include the collection of information, and exactly what and how that information is being used is another important dimension that we want to examine.
What do you suspect might come out of this summer's workshop?
Well, you know, right now we're keeping an open mind. The point of the workshop is to engage with all relevant stakeholders. We hope to gain some insight and to share those insights.
This all sounds necessary and sensible, but I imagine there might be a part of it that might make the Ubers and the Airbnbs of the world a little bit nervous. What do you think about that?
Well, you know, I think we're looking at all of the various dimensions that are implicated. So I think they would welcome an agency like ours bringing together all of these different perspectives, because the ultimate aim and question is how can we ensure that appropriate regulation is well designed and provides adequate protection for consumers, but at the same time ensures that there continues to be innovation. I think this kind of analysis is something that ought to be welcomed.
Edith Ramirez is chairwoman of the FTC. Thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you, Noel.
It's Friday, and you know what that means. It's time for Silicon Tally. My friendly opponent this week is Annalee Newitz. She's the editor-in-chief of Gizmodo. Annalee, are you ready to play the game where we try to stump each other with numbers from the week's tech news?
I am completely ready.
My first number for you is 10 seconds.
The time it took Game of Thrones to load on HBO Now.
Okay, girl, I'm in trouble because that was my second number. The 10 seconds, though, actually refers to the state of Virginia has been using these electronic voting machines, and security auditors decided to take a look at how secure they actually were. It took them 10 seconds to crack the password for access to the voting results database.
Yeah, and actually, there's another great number associated with that story, which is basically they had spent 10 years not patching and not dealing with security
on
those machines.
Oh, man. And I heard that the passwords were things like A, B, C, D, E, F. You know, like the easy. All right, what have you got for me?
One port.
Is there one port on an Apple Watch, maybe?
That's how many ports there are on the new Apple MacBook, which just came out.
But let me ask you, why do they do that? Because my laptop weighs 47 pounds and comes from 1993, but it has 11 ports, and I will never give it up. I don't get it. It's 2015. Why not just stick another port in there?
For this machine, they really wanted to get it to be lighter and thinner than any of their other machines. So the design decision that they made was, we'll just sacrifice all ports except for one.
Well, I'm going to stick with my Dell brick. All right. So my next number for you, I worry
Annalie, that this is a little bit of a gimme. Four, as in four episodes.
Ah, yes. Those were the four episodes of Game of Thrones that pirates leaked online the day that it was supposed to air the premiere.
That is 100% correct. All right, what have you got for me?
76 feet deep.
Does it have something to do with the SpaceX rocket attempting to land on a barge?
This actually refers to a hole in Chicago that was created many years ago when they were about to build the tallest skyscraper in America. And so this week, Chicago Magazine published some fantastic suggestions for what could be done with it, including, of course, creating a server farm. Because, you know, you've got this nice hole right there.
All right, folks, if you have ideas of what should be done with the 76-foot hole in Chicago, you can tweet them to us at Marketplace Tech. Annalie Newitz is editor-in-chief of Gizmodo and author of Scatter, Adapt, and Remember: How Humans Will Survive a Mass Extinction. Annalie, thanks so much for being with us.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
And remember, you can play a special listener version of Silicon Tally online at MarketplaceTech.org. I'm Noelle King, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.